So we are going now over the second set of Mishnahs in Perek Gimel. As we said, the system that we are doing is following the theory sponsored by Rav David Tzvi Hafman that the Mishneh Novice, when you compare the Mishneh Novice and you compare Ovos de Rav Nosson, which is basically the Tosefta, is a different version of the Mishnahs, there is a commonality. Parts of Perek Aleph and Perek Beis and Perek Chamish are the same, both in the Ovos de Rav Nosson and the Mishnah Bayas, the Mishnah Novice. And applying the theory of the Key of the Quellos, which is the theory which assumes that when two texts are the same, are different, but parts of them are the same, they are probably coming from a shared older text, the Quellos, which becomes the source. The source text comes out that if you look at that shared text between the Tosefta and the Mishnah, is basically the Shalsheles, basically the Yesoid and the foundation of the Rosh Baal Peh, starting all the way from Anshe Knesset Agdol, Moshe Kibel Tel Aviv Sina, Anshe Knesset Agdol, all the way to the ninth generation, which are the five Talmidim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, v'chulei. And then the Mishnah in the 10 Ma'asorah Mamores is telling you that the same way the world was created with 10, that the number 10 has a very big significance in Klal Yisrael, because the generation of Torah Shebaal Peh is also 10. And who is the elusive 10? As we mentioned the last time, it's Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva is always the elusive 10, Nasir Yekoidesh Lashem Do Rebbe Akiva, which is the father of Mishnah. So this Mishnah, if you look at it, that shared old text, which is the Mishnah HaRishoyna, is Posh Pshat, the introduction of the Mishnah of Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva, that's why Rebbe Akiva is the 10th generation, which is the 10th elusive generation, which always, like the Maharal says, number 10 is always elusive, because this was the introduction of his Mishnah, the Chidush of Mishnah, that you didn't see before. And we see that this is something that comes by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but becomes the Mishnah of Rebbe Akiva, becomes, when it becomes canonized, it becomes a Chibur, Stam Mishnah, we know this, Rebbe Akiva Stim Toa. So the Mishnah of Rebbe Akiva, the introduction to it was Pirkei Avos, because Pirkei Avos tells you the genesis of Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's how we learned it. So once you go to Perek Shlishi, which is the Mishnah of Rabbi, the Rabbi continued that same idea to give an introduction. And how we're going to learn is using the same svar, looking at the Tana and the lesson. We're going to learn Pirkei Avos using and basing ourselves on the Maharal and the Derech Chaim. But what we'll do is looking at the Tana throughout Shas and looking at the Mishnah Novice, that his teachings, which is Milsa de Chassidusa, is not only just a teaching of the Tana, but is a defining teaching of the Tana that comes to define what the Tana is. Basically, the introduction of the Tana. And therefore, we have to learn how Pirkei Avos fits with the sheet of the Tana throughout Shas. That's the first one. And we're going to see not only using literary devices, but also in historical context. Why in historical context the Tana, a specific Tana, said what he said. So to learn is Pirkei Avos, using the Maharal's approach to Pirkei Avos, using it as a way of looking at Pirkei Avos as an introduction of Torah Shebaal Peh, introducing the Tanoim, and not only introducing the Tanoim, using literary devices to see how the Mishnah really reflects who the Tana was in Hishita throughout Shas, using and looking at how Hishita is throughout Shas and throughout rabbinic literature, but even more also in historical context, why did he sponsor such an idea, such a Tana, at that specific point in time. And that's how we, Mirtzah Hashem, will do it. As we've seen from Pirkei Avos in Perek Gimel, L'chora, it's the introduction of the esoteric schools. And makes sense, right? Because once Rebbe Akiva gives the introduction of the Mishnah of Rebbe Akiva, the uniqueness of Rebbe Akiva, part of it was, and that generation of Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Shmuel, it's the introduction of the esoteric, the mystical schools. And if you look at the Mishnah, L'chora, it makes a lot of sense. And we stop at Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai. And Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai, when he comes out of the cave, and he introduces the idea of giving meaning of Olam Hazeh through Torah. Shloisha Shochor v'Omur Lav Divrei Torah, and that's the mystical idea that the mitzvahs, as physical as they are, they have a spiritual narrative, a spiritual meaning. Those are the schools. Now we'll continue. The Mishnah says the following. Mishnah Dal, Reb Chanina ben Chachino Yoimer, Haneor Balayla, somebody who's up at night, V'mehalach B'derech Achidi, somebody who walks alone on his way, or Hamefan Libo Elevatol, somebody who empties his house for no reason, Harezi Mischayev Nafshay, Schayev Misa, is Mischayev Benafshay. But the question is, why specifically these things, and what Hamefan Libo Elevatol, Hamehalach B'derech Achidi, and Haneor Balayla, what's the significance of the Mikovas, and how does it define who Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy was? Now, if you look at the Gemara, who is Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy? Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy, the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yudal Dabud Beis, says the following. Rabbi Yoisi ben Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shloisha Harzotem. There are three declamations. Rabbi Yeshua, here Tzadvorim, Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua, he was the one who declaimed in front of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva Hirtzal from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva was declaimed in front of Rabbi Yeshua. And Chanina ben Chanani ben Chanino Chanani ben Chachinoy Hirtza Lifni Rabbi Akiva. Now, what does that mean? It means we're talking about Ma'aseh Merkava. Ma'aseh Merkava, he can't teach. He can't teach a filu becha. The person needs to apply and to acquaint himself with Ma'aseh Merkava, with his own mystical experience. So to be part of that Shalshelas HaKabbalah is not that a Rebbe teaches you, Elamai, you describe to your Rebbe what the experience that you got. Because he could have not taught you the experience, you've got to get the experience on your own. So therefore, here goes backwards. Instead of Rebbe teaching the Talmud declaimed, the Talmud describes in front of the Rebbe. And here it says, who is the Shalsheles of the esoteric mystical training, which is Shalsheles of Merkava? Is Rabbi Yeshua, he was the one who declaimed and described his experience of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva in front of Rabbi Yeshua. And interestingly enough, who was the one who was Marze Dvorim of Ma'aseh Merkava? Was Chanina ben Chachinoy in front of Rabbi Akiva. Not Rabbi Shimon Yochai. And who is Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy? So the Gemara in Ksuvah says, Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy v'koze librei rav b'shil hihilul Reb Shimon Yochai. He went to learn by his Rebbe. And you know who is his Rebbe? The Medrash says in Vayikra, Parsha Chaf Aleph, Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy, Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy v'Reb Shimon Yochai, ol chulil motoira etzer Reb Akiva. And it's interesting, he went to the Chas of Reb Akiva, of Reb Shimon Yochai, Omer li Yaakov li ad osi bahadoch. He asked him to wait. Lo Yaakov li, he didn't wait. Ozi li osi today saw the Shnibi v'Yisaraf. He was for 12 years in the house of the, his Rebbe, which we know from the Medrash, which is Rebbe Akiva. Ad osi, and when he returned, Ishton Rishol de Mosa, meaning the streets, became confused. They changed the layout of the house, of the city. V'lo yoda le meza le beisa. He couldn't find his way home. Ozal Yosef Agudat Nara, he sat on the edge of the river. Shom lahayir visa de ovokarol bachachinoy bachachinoy. So the girl was being called bachachinoy bachachinoy moli kulesach betonizel. Omar shamino hayir visa di don. So he realized that he's his daughter. Ozal basro av Yosef di bisu kanala kimcha. He saw his wife was like basically cleaning flour. Dal eina vechazisei. So she saw him suddenly. Sovi liba in porach rucha. She got shocked and she fainted. Omar von Rebbe Shoyla, Maniazu meaning my wife, the so Moisir Nefesh, Zeschora, Borach Melevechaya. So he was a Tanv of Rebbe Kiva. And that's what Medrash says. Rebbe Chananu, Echnov Rebbe Shimon Yochai, whole chut toira Rebbe Kiva. And they were there according to the Gemara 12 years, according to the Medrash 13 years. Okay? So, interestingly enough, that the one who both want to learn Rebbe Akiva, the one who actually got the tradition of mystical experience is Dafka Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy and not Reb Shimon Yochai. Reb Shimon Yochai is the father of analytical Kabbalah. He wrote the Zohar. And he was the one who was Mitrumas Midoisa Rebbe Akiva. But the experience, which is Ma'aseh Merkava, we'll soon see, the Chorat says Beferush in the Gemara, that he learned from whom? From Rebbe Akiva. was Rabbi Hanina ben Chachanoi. He was the one who was part of that tradition. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Akiva learned that experiential idea from Rabbi Yeshua, even though the Zohar, which is the analytical Kabbalah, the Radal in the Hakdoma to Maaseh Rabbi Elazar, says that he learned that from Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, not Rabbi Yeshua ben Charanya. So you see, the two schools, he learned the experience, and we have to see what the difference is between the two. But this Rabbi Chaim Chanan ben Chachanoi is very interesting because the Gemara says like this, says the Medrash. He would check out on his house to see how his wife was doing. Rabbi Chanine loha v'sholach. He would not check in his house. He would understand why. So the same, the Medrash recounts the story of the Gemara that his wife sent him a message. Bitcha bagra bo v'asiyah. Your daughter is a Bulgarian. Come and get her married. V'afal peken sofer Rebbe Akiva b'ruach hakodesh. He didn't go until Rebbe Akiva saw b'ruach hakodesh. V'omali kol mishish lo bat bogeret ilich v'siyah. And he said, b'ruach hakodesh, anybody who has a bas bogeres should go. Yoda ma'oimer kom nosav reshusa. So you realize the message was for him. Rebbe Chaim Chanoi, nosav reshusa v'ozel. Boy, like, so that's the first. First of all, interesting. Why did he check on his wife? You have to understand why Rebbe Chaim Chanoi didn't check on his wife. And Rebbe Shimon Yochai did. And not only that, when his wife sent him a message, go and take the order, he didn't take the message. He only got the message when Rebbe Akiva had Beruach HaKodesh hinted to him. Why did he need a hint? Why his wife's message wasn't enough? But to continue. So the Gemara says, the marriage. Come, Nostav Rishus, I got permission to go visit his wife. Also, by Eliyahu Begoy Beisei, he saw. He tried to go to the house. The house had moved away. So he went and he sat by where the women were filling out their vases with water. So the same story, the Bavli, that they heard, he overheard that they called the girl Bar Hanina, which is daughter. So he came to the house suddenly. The wife got very scared and she passed away. Omar from the Bnei Shloilam, the same story. Now, Omar Abishim bin Yochai, Arba Dvarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinan, the four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, V'af Ani En Yohavam, and I also don't like it. Which is funny. He's endorsing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, and I also don't like. And one of them is what? Somebody who comes into his house suddenly. Okay? So here there's a machloek is between the two. First of all, what does this language that he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinan, and I also don't like what he's endorsing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's machloek is Rabbi Chanina ben Chachanoi and Rabbi Shimon Yochai, to both of them in Rabbi Akiva, if you could go into a house suddenly or not. But here you see a picture and you realize that there is a very big difference between the Kabbalah of Rabbi Akiva, which is Kabbalah, which is analytical Kabbalah, that's the Kabbalah that Rabbi Shimon Yochai got, and the Kabbalah that Rabbi Chanina ben Chachanoi got from Rabbi Akiva, the tradition, is what's called Ma'aseh Merkava, the Gemara says in the Chagiga. Ma'aseh Merkava is, like Rabbi Tzodok explains in Sefer HaZichronos, is the experience of a Kodesh Baruch Hu running the world. You don't learn analytically the esoteric ideas, you experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually riding the universe. How the universe is nothing but clothing or hiding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is riding the world. And this you can only see not by teachings or by messages, but Ma'aseh Merkava is experience, is experiential. You experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the world. You look at the The Maral explains this Mishnah is exactly this. The Maral says, why a Nir Balayla Zem Yischayev Nafshoi? Says the Maral, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Seder Olam. He created an Anhoga. And if you go ahead and you become part of the Anhoga, that is your Neshoma. And it's very much what Reb Chatzodek explains. Devar Tzedek, if I'm not mistaken. That's what we saw in the Yangizor Shior. Then the neshama has three parts, which are called the internal neshamas, which is cognitive, and that's the neshama is connected to the seichel, connected to the machshava, and that's the analytical kabbalah of Shimon Yochai. And then there is the experiential, neshamas, which are the external neshamas. The external neshamas is the chaya and the chida. Like the Pesodic says, chaya is called the levush, which you realize and you perceive and you experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the setting, how he, you're part of his story. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu kebeyochol is noyeg. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is roichev. You experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life. And the chayechide, so you experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he basically is not only that he runs your life and you have a relationship with him, but he is the only real metzius. Is yechid es meloshen yochid goy lomoy. That experience of the external neshamas, that's my sevirkova. The internal neshamas, is negative shemini chay, which is the analytical Kabbalah that you can, you learn and you understand, and it's like the Zohar Pirush on the Chumash. And then there is an experience that you experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kibi yochol, like the chaya in the yechida, that they are experiencing that hashgacha, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs our lives, or more, how we are within HaKadosh Baruch Hu subsumed, that we are a contingent reality, we are a constructed reality to his real reality. So says the Maharal in our Mishnah, very similar, that to be able to experience, you have to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seder HaOlam. You're not learning, you're experiencing through Seder HaOlam. And Seder HaOlam is a mehalach. At night, the reason the world is dark is because this is the time not to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. It's a time that either legirsa or leshinsa, either you sleep and your neshama goes to the shamayim, or you learn and you divorce from Olam Hazeh. The anhaga is a quiet. That's why munos chabalilis, that there's no, the anhaga is a smaller anhaga at night. So if a person is near Balayla, you're wasting this mischai benafshah because you're not experiencing, you're wasting your chaya and yechida because you can't experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the Seder HaOlam is how you experience. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibeyochol is riding the experience of the world. And that's why HaMealech Yechidi Baderech, of a person who goes ahead and goes walk alone in the derech, says the Maharal. Why? Because a person has to be part of a structure, either the place where he is or the society that he is. But the person, when he's taken away from the world, from the mokum of the world and the nefesh of the world, he's outside of the world. He can't experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that person who goes bederech yechidi, he's kibiyoho outside of the structure of the world, and therefore he can't experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you can't experience, you're missing that opportunity. Or a mefane bilibavatola, if a person doesn't pay attention. If you realize this is very much something called mindfulness. Mindfulness is that experience of life and the world and paying attention, is experiencing how the world is reacting, is mediating the experience of the world. So if a mefane bilibavatola that you don't pay, you're missing the ma'aseh merkava. So this is experience, says the Maharal, if you're mefane bilibavatola, you are not experiencing the Seder HaOlam. And therefore, it's Mischai Benafshoi. All of it is the experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through learning, but through Seder HaOlam, which is the Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why it's Mischai Benafshoi if he doesn't do it. Because it's Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy Leshitosoi, which he understood the experience, the close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Ma'aseh Merkava, not through the Zoharic learning. Now, he couldn't understand very well the Medrash. That's why he went ahead and he didn't check on his wife, because this is truly a concept of meditation. Like meditation is an idea of seclusion, of separating yourself. And therefore also, he didn't take the messages as his wife sends. He wants to experience the message coming from Seder HaOlam. That's why he wanted to hear that Rabbi Akiva was able to hint it. That's why he found his daughter. How did he find his daughter? He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to him and indicating who his daughter is. The idea of bitochin is the ultimate experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah is intellectual, is analytical. Bitochin is experiential. And Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy is the ultimate experience. Therefore, Reb Shimon ben Yochai is the one which is analytical. And analytical, the idea is you need the mediation of the seichel. And that's why you can't go suddenly. You need to ponder, you need to think. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like somebody who comes straight away without, because to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need an intermediation. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, in my shita also, not only mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot have immediacy. You need a mediation and a separation. Mitzad our Torah also. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, afani enayavam. But also, my approach towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not immediacy, is a process of mediation, of learning, of analytical. And that Reb Chanina ben Chachanoy argues, because he's not learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not intellectually analyzing, he's experiencing, and experiencing requires immediacy. Because the more you translate, the more you explain, the more you mediate, the further away from experience you are. So therefore, Reb Chanina ben Chachanoy, this is the Mishnah Deakdoma, that you experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not by learning Shloish HaShoch from the Divrei Torah, but experiencing the Seder HaOlam. The Seder HaOlam is that connection HaKadosh Baruch Hu through your experience, through your Chaya and Yechida, and therefore you cannot get away from Seder HaOlam, because then you lose that experience. By the way, this is the Chuyot Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos, when they went out of the Meorah to the world, they went to the world, so they saw, it says that they met Hahu Saba. And usually Hahu Saba is Eliyahu Novi, but here can't be Eliyahu Novi, the Meretz Chiyu says already, Toysa says, I'm sorry, in Chulin, that can be, because the Gemara before talks about the Eliyahu Novi, and calls him Eliyahu, doesn't call him Hahu Saba. So that's why he argues on the Shoinim Toysa in Chulin, that it cannot be Eliyahu Novi. But be as it may, saw Hahu Saba, and the Gemara says, what did he see? They have a noki tre medoneasei. He was taking two branches of hadas. Verochid ben ashmoshes, and he was running ben ashmoshes. Omer hani lamaloch. So he asked them, why do you carry two branches of hadasim? Omer lei lichvoit Shabbos. And then he asks him, v'tiz gelach bechad, should be enough for one of them. Why do you need two branches? Chad keneged zachor v'chad keneged shamor. Omer lei librei. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai, when he saw this, Chazi kama chavivi mitzvah zel sosik, how chamash chaviva zi mitzvah to Israel, Yosif datayu. And they got calm that even though they were not secluded in the Meorah, living through the world, also you could experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think the house Saba really, could be, not like this, could be that's Eliyahu Novi. Because here they wanted to see that you thought that you only experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu by dedicating learning, by secluding and learning. And that's what they couldn't understand. Oiskim bechayishoah. That's when they left the Meorah. They start burning everything because they said, Manichim Chayolam Viski Bechayeshoah. Then they saw how Saba. It's Eliyahu Novi in the levush of a person who's older. I mean, he has life experience. And he had two Bade Hadas. There are two branches of Hadassim. You know, because there are two approaches. One is Zohar, and Zohar is the active learning, which is intellectual. And then Shomer, just guarding yourself. You might not be doing anything, but you're just guarding yourself. Kibiochol, you are being overwhelmed. When he saw that, he realized that there is another derech. Like this Eid, he's experiencing chavivi mitzvah alisol. And that's Eliyahu Novi. Because there is Eliyahu Novi that's cognitive and is teaching you. And the Eliyahu Novi who is there through experience, through being Hahu Saba. That's exactly the answer. That even though you're not secluded anymore, you're living through the world, you could be living with God. Which is the concept of that immediate meditation, which is in essence something called mindfulness.